Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well,
there was a lot
how dynamic
we had
the game was. Yeah. I mean, it was impressively dynamic.
So, the red zone's a black hole, not dynamic.
I know Meg and I pretty much have a similar take. So, Meg, ladies first.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go.
You go.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
This team is really dumb. I mean, that's what it comes down to for me. And they're dumb because of the coaching behind it, where there's just so many small things. Bill Belichick, this is the prime example of even the greatest coach in the history of league, a complete football genius, can't have his hand in every jar during the whole game. And so you see just these small failures all across, like, every positional group of these just brain farts. If it's, you know, Trent Brown with the cut block, or Mac Jones and Hunter Henry goofing it up at the end of the first half and, like, just pissing away the play clock and killing you in the red area. Like, it's just incompetence in a way that we are so unfamiliar with, except for the last couple seasons. It is a way that you never lost games for 20 years, and then all of a sudden, this is how you lose games. Like, we sat here in the offseason and talked so much about, oh, is it, you know, do they have talented enough receivers? Oh, and then something jumps up where you go, springs up, you go, oh, actually, we should be worried about the offensive line because they look surprisingly bad. But why is that? Because the offensive line, if you look at it on paper and these guys' resumes, they have good talent. It's not that this team doesn't have the talent. They don't have some of the dynamic elite talent in certain places that other teams do. They have the talent. They are so poorly coached and have such bad habits and such bad tendencies. You had that game. You should have had that game.
Well, you could have made it a lot more interesting and closer. And I just think about this team and how I just feel like they're just like a walking, talking example of what the difference between winning and losing looks like. Like, all the examples, Miguel gave you a couple, the cut block by Trent Brown, who I honestly, God, don't know what the hell he's thinking. He's a veteran. He's ginormous.
Well, you don't cut block on a third and seven, five-step drop.
Why is he cut blocking? I just don't. It's just such a – it's such a stupid decision. And so smart players, given the benefit of the doubt, that make stupid decisions during crucial times are, honest to God, aren't being told what to do. Like, there's no punishment. So you just, I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing. It's a random, reckless move that makes absolutely no sense. So, fine. The roughing the punter.
Pierre,
I mean, you're trying to make a play. You're trying to make a difference. But you can't. So they teach you to take the football off the foot. If you can't, you got to bail, right? You got to bail to the left or bail to the right so you don't go into his leg. They do it anyways. Kickoff return for a touchdown. It's really rare for that to happen nowadays. Nobody gets those anymore. They're Marcus Jones catching the football on the one during their last series when he really should have let it go. He gets 10 yards. They get the ball in the 11. It's like you just don't do yourself any favors. You know, I can sit there and get into Hunter Henry not getting out of bounds, or Mac Jones like not throwing it in the dirt. I can list a lot of them, okay? But the reality is that good teams, great teams, do not waste opportunities. They do not give the other team multiple opportunities. You're good enough to catch up and to stay with this team, the Minnesota Vikings. You're good enough. They had one of their better games after being embarrassed against the Dallas Cowboys. So you knew they were going to come out swinging. They go right down. They get points. You go right down and get points. And they're like, okay, fair fight. You feel like it's a fair fight until it isn't. Until next thing you know, you tie your own shoelaces together and then you try to fight and you end up tripping all over yourself. So am I optimistic? I'm still optimistic about their chances.
Because you saw something offensively. You saw them at least move the ball. Like, to me, and that was, we talked about it on Friday, so that was one of my takeaways, is like this team no longer knows how to win these games. You know, they know how to bully bad quarterbacks. You know, we went through the list of the quarterbacks they beat in the last 2 years. I mean, it's pretty pathetic. You know, the best quarterbacks they've beaten are basically Justin Herbert, who they just have his answer. I have an answer to him. I can't explain it, but they beat up on the Chargers, Josh Allen, and a Hurricane. Other than that, it's just some of the worst quarterbacks in the league. So they can bully a bad quarterback. and you know, play these offenses that are just trying to not turn the ball over. But when you get in a game like this, the only other game I compare it to this year where it looked like a real football game where they're scoring was Baltimore. And in the fourth quarter of that game, they ended it with an interception, a fumble, an interception. This, they don't know how to – they're so far behind that I think I was so caught up in just loving the fact that they actually moved the ball. It looked like a real offensive game that you forget that they were 3 for 10 in third down. You forget they were 0 for 3 in the red zone. You forget the stupid little mistakes, the details that it takes to win in this league that they don't know how to do anymore.
Well, I would say – so
– in that type of football
the red
game.
Zone, the third down, like absolutely. Like I always feel like those are the big things. And there's, and if you break it down further, you could say, okay, third down blocking issues, if you want to peel the onion a little bit more, it's like, why couldn't we convert on third and five? Was it the play call? Was the play call good, but no one executed it right? Did Mac throw a bad ball? Did the guy drop the ball? Those are little things. Like, you should be able to catch the football. You should be able to block for 3 seconds if you're, you know, all pro, expensive, you know, left tackle. Shouldn't cut block. Those things really just put you behind the eight ball. So, and I feel like I'm just like a walking, talking example of a delusional person or like a psychopath. Like I know what the outcome's going to be, yet I somehow keep expecting a different outcome. The definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Right? Doing the same thing over and over again, but yet you're expecting a different outcome. Like, what makes you think, Mego, or believe, Lou, that they can actually stop being stupid, to your point? Like, what do you need to see?
Well, I don't think they can overcome the stupidity this year. But I think what you're getting at, why you keep expecting these different outcomes. Look, I was very vocal ahead of this game saying that I think that the Patriots matched up really well against the Vikings. And I say that because I believe in the personnel. Like, I believe in the roster. I do. I believe in the quarterback. I think he has solid weapons around him. The O-line could be good. I think the defense is very good. I think special teams is always a wild card in these last couple seasons. I don't know if that's because of the coaching there. But that brings me back to they lose games. Like, they lost that game for themselves. I don't think that the Vikings won it and, like, ran away with it. Matthew Judon said it after the game. He said it's not like those guys handled us completely. Now, he went to the refs, which we can talk about some of the calls that you might feel was the right call or the wrong call later in the show. But the Patriots just don't know how to win because nobody tells them what to do in these situations. Nobody's coached them up. The fact, I go back to the end of the first half, that Mac made a un-Mac-like mistake in terms of not throwing the ball away. Then Hunter Henry not getting out of bounds. It's because how many times have they been in those situations?
Yeah, but those are veteran players. Like,
I know.
Henry,
but it's like
Brown.
If you don't do it for 10 weeks and you, like, you're not,
but
you're
know what?
So unused to being in that. You know what I, do you know what I'm getting at? They don't have the situational awareness that you would expect from any other Patriots.
The end of the first half was the perfect example of, you've set the bar so low that I was so happy that they actually tried to score, move the football, and get 3 points before halftime with like a minute 40 to go, right? I was so happy that they were aggressive and moved the ball down the field and got 3 points because they've set the bar so low, because normally you should sit there and say, they screwed up the end of the first half.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.